Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed, you are listening to Sam and Danny. This is Monday, February 19th. We're back after a what Danny describes as a short weekend or a fast weekend.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You didn't get to do much or?
I just felt like I did so much that it was just felt like it was not even a weekend.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm very tired today.
So this was like the All-Star weekend, right?
Right.
So did you go to any All-Star events?
No, I went to like really pointless, stupid events.
Really? Like
I went
what?
To like, I went to like the parties? Club. Yeah. I went to mansion parties, club parties, mm-hmm. and I drank absolutely way too much.
Yeah, huh? Did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How much is too much for you?
Well, you know, the weird thing is last night I went to the club and I told myself I don't really want to get drunk because it was a day party. We got there at like 4 o'clock. All I had was 3 glasses of champagne, maybe 4.
That'll do it.
And I puked all night.
Wow. Did you enjoy that?
No.
Then why the fuck are you drinking? You know, that's what I don't understand. People like drink and they repeatedly get sick and they keep doing it.
Well, you know, I don't think it was the amount I drank. I think it's what I drank. I think it was right. the bubbles in the champagne just really right. messed me up.
But you need to know at this point, I think you would know what your limits are, what your good drinks are and deadly ones.
You know what? We were in the club last night and some guy had his mini dog in his backpack and I thought that was animal abuse. What's your thoughts?
Really?
Yeah,
like what? Like a chihuahua size?
Like a chihuahua size, but it wasn't a chihuahua.
Oh, so in a club where the music was like really loud?
Yeah, like probably ruined his eardrums.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah, there was so true, much man. Weed smoke that yeah. the dog was like moving his mouth as if like he was high
too. He was high. Really? So people smoke weed in the clubs?
Oh, rolled blunts all day.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's so you see, so for you, it's even easier. Give up the drinks, start smoking weed. I'm telling you, you'll never get sick. You'll be in the best fucking mood.
And so don't drink, just smoke.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't really like the whole thing about like smoking in the club is like...
No, you don't have to smoke a couple outside. Then you go in and go to a club where they don't smoke inside.
No, I don't care about the smoking inside the club. I care about like how the blunt just passes around like this large group of people and then it's like hitting my lips. It's
no,
really gross.
Listen, that's not how you smoke.
That's if how they I do it in the club.
I know, but that's disgusting when they pass it from one mouth
and everybody
to another.
Rolls it in that tobacco. So right. it takes like 20 minutes. They're like in the club for 20 minutes just rolling the tobacco. I'm like, why wouldn't you just
bring a ready one, make it at home.
I don't know, it's yeah, so weird.
People are fucked up, you know, because they like the whole culture of putting it together
yeah.
in a group and stuff. I mean, I totally get that, but what a better idea is to smoke outside, then go inside, you're nice and high, and enjoy the music,
right?
You know, and you don't have to deal with the smoke. I probably would have been irritated if there's too much smoke in a closed area anyway.
Oh, there's so much
even
smoke.
Though when I, you know.
When I left, so. I smelled like I sat in like a room just of marijuana weed. Like
wow.
it was just like my hair smelled, my clothes smelled.
Unbelievable, huh?
But I think also I puked because they had hookahs in the club.
Mm.
So it was weed smoke and hookah smoke, and hookah makes me so sick.
Really? Just the smell of it?
Just
you
the
mean?
Smell of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep,
very
so it was a very bad night for me.
Yeah.
It started off well.
Yeah?
So my head was in the toilet.
Yeah, right.
And then I had like the weirdest nightmares ever. Like,
really?
Aggressive. I woke up and I like had I sent a group text to my family because I got so freaked out.
Really? Yeah. After drinking?
I don't know if it was the drinking or the smoking.
Oh, yeah.
But something. My dreams
could
are...
be.
I dreamt that I dreamt about car crashes. And then I dreamt that my mom got a phone call that her son died in a car accident. And then I dreamt that my... brother's wife was crying and I was like I'm waking up.
Yeah,
that was at like 4:30.
That's just dreams, no big deal. Dreams don't affect anything.
Well, if you dream of a car crash, because I googled it because I was so freaked out, it says that you're like dreaming of something that you're trying to let go.
Okay, whatever. You know,
I'm trying to let go.
They also say when a bird shits on you, it's good luck, right?
I know.
Yeah, but why would they say it's bad luck? I mean, you're already dealing with fucking shit on your head. They want to make you feel good, so they go, yeah, it's good luck.
I think it might be good luck, though.
Yeah, right.
I do.
Okay, well, what's good luck about it?
Because it's like one in a million people get shit on.
Right, like you're random, right?
Yes.
Okay, but
so you have to be like, wow, today's going to be a good day.
Right.
A bird just shit on me.
I'm a special piece of shit. That's what I am.
Exactly.
Folks, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined once again by a favorite guest. He was here exactly a week ago on Monday, and we're going to have a very interesting and fun show, I guarantee it. And Danny, you remember we had nice, deep conversations mm-hmm. here. And we'll continue.
I can't believe that was a week ago.
So, right?
I felt like
it
that
seems
was like
Wednesday. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I know. So time flies. And so we'll get to that in just a second. I just wanted to ask you, so I saw you in a picture with a couple friends. Are those the ones that came to visit?
Is it the one where I'm wearing the black sparkly dress?
I don't remember what you wore. I just remember she had a nice big bottom.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yeah, that's
her name's
friend?
Brianna. That's the one I wanted to come on the show.
Okay.
She's got a large following merely because of her ass.
A large following because of a large ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
So people like love that stuff.
So when we went to the club last night, she was wearing like these jeans and this purple like low cut top. And I've never in my life seen so many men stop and try to talk to somebody.
Are you serious?
It was like every single guy she walked by was like, excuse me, but they were all looking at her ass first.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
even paying
yeah.
Because
that's what
else.
You can see.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that guys like big ass.
Yeah. Like it's like
even with cellulite and shit like that.
Yeah, nobody cares. I think they actually like it more if it has cellulite. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. I like small asses, but what do I know, right? Maybe because I've always been stuck with big ones that I like. That I prefer small ones, but what can I say, you know?
Small asses, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just like straight thigh?
No. I mean, I like a nice round ass, but nothing too big, you
know?
Like,
nothing
I mean,
that looks like a...
Like her. Like her. That's too big for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more like it's black men like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think white men like big booties.
I mean, look, big is like relative, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Yeah.
No,
so
not really.
Why? I mean, you know, big can be to one person it's big, to some person it's not as big as it could be.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's very true, actually. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because when people that say, oh my God, that ass is so big, they're like, oh, it could be bigger.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So did you guys have fun together?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of sad that they're both leaving today. Mm. Brianna, the one with the big booty, is going to Dubai for like 2 weeks, and then my other friend is going back home.
Ah, mm-hmm. Dubai, huh?
I've never been there, but I want to go, but I just don't think I could sit on a plane for that long.
Yeah.
Isn't it like 15 hours from L.A.?
Probably. Pretty long.
Like, what do you do for 15 hours?
You eat shit and
like,
die.
Are you trying?
You know,
oh, my God, yeah. Don't say die.
No, well, but I mean, you know, 14 hours that it takes to fly to Israel from here. So Dubai is probably the same.
Yeah.
And I flew it several times, but I got to tell you, you can't pay me enough to get on that tin can. Again, for 14 hours. And it's not so much the fear of flying as it is, I can't get out of here if I want to.
No, yeah. And, like, what are you flying over? Is it water the entire
water,
time?
Water, yeah. Mm-mm. Mostly
no.
Water.
I mean, would you rather crash
matter?
Into the water or into
yeah,
a
what
mountain?
Difference does it make? You're fucking dead anyway, you
I know?
Know. Yeah. Anyway, listen, folks, we're going to bring in our guest right now so we can continue the conversation together. We're joined once again by Mr. Ilan Azulay, who is a fellow Israeli that I met through a mutual friend on Facebook.
Yes.
And you were here. I'm competing for the best radio voice now with him because he sounds like God in the movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's very, like, soft yet. It almost sounds like bedtime radio.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Hello, Moses.
Yeah. That's
so
funny. Welcome to the show,
thank
Ilan.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Danny. Mm-hmm.
Of course. So we spent a lot of time last week. If you guys didn't listen, go back to the archives last Monday. You can find out a little more about his background and why he came here and everything. But today we're going to continue because we need to fill more time with a lot of other stuff. We felt you're a fascinating guest, so we invited you back.
Well, thank you. It's really fun to be here.
Yeah, isn't it? Yes. Great way to start the week.
Yeah, it's great.
There you
it's
go.
Great.
Thank
it's
you.
A great way to start the week. Indeed, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Awesome. You see, I'm
sorry about yesterday.
Oh, listen to him now.
I know.
Why would we want to talk about it on the radio? Who gives a shit? It's just that we were going to connect and it didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah, it's fine. So, it's a weekend. Sunday is Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, who does shit on Sundays?
But, you know, Danny, I wanted to ask you, you know, about your friend. You were talking about your friend. I usually don't talk about this stuff, but this brings up... No, really, no, I don't. But you know, if I try to look at it from her standpoint, right?
Right.
I mean, that's her entire purpose, no?
For people, I don't know.
For people to be, you know, if you accentuate something to to a certain degree, right? I mean, that's the purpose. Yeah. So
I feel like it might be really hard for her to be in a serious relationship, because I don't know what guy would take. And I hate to say it, but I think sometimes the same is for me, because I consider myself to have a larger bottom, and sometimes I feel like guys don't take me seriously because of that.
Why?
Well, the thing
I
is,
don't know.
The thing is, what do you lead with? Is what you're going to attract.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you lead with is what you're going to attract. If you want somebody to pay attention to you,
mm-hmm.
to who you are, then you're going to accentuate your inside.
Right.
Your soul,
but
your
she
essence.
Obviously is trying to show a lot of her outside
so
on
that's
Instagram,
what you
right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's what you attract.
That's what you attract.
Are you talking about me?
Well,
for
you
now,
I was like, wait, are we talking about my friend? Or are we talking about me?
No, but now we're talking about you.
We moved to you because you brought brought it to you. You know, so
I don't post that bad of stuff on Instagram. Sam.
I'm not saying bad at all. Did I say bad? I didn't use that word.
What
I'm saying is, I said you're accentuating your outside more than your inside. So then, if people are haters or people are like comparing you and being bullies to you, it's because that's what you're projecting.
This weekend I uploaded a picture because I was working a mansion party and they had us wearing like these small little crop tops and like booty shorts, and like the comments were insanely rude. Like I had to shut my commenting off.
Really? You see, it's not necessarily that you or your friend or somebody else that do it purposefully.
Yeah.
There may be a literal disconnect between what you want
mm-hmm.
and what you express.
Right.
And that's part of how are you present with yourself.
Right. And it's hard to do that also in social media, because social media is just like the videos are 1 minute long and it's just pictures. Like how are you supposed to know who I am through a picture? Like,
well, you don't.
But that's what you're projecting. I mean, look, in your videos and your pictures.
Yeah, but if
you're very
sexy,
seductive.
You can be sexy.
Absolutely.
Do you think that sexy is being defined only by your outside, by your shell?
Well, on social media, yeah, for sure.
No, social media is, what is social media? Social.
Yeah.
Who makes the social? You and me and everybody else.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to accentuate is going to come out. If you want to accentuate your outside, then people are going to take you only for that. If you want to accentuate your core and your essence, there are ways to accentuate that also on social media.
Yeah, and I don't know how to do that yet.
Ah, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking
about that for a while now. I'm like, how can I change my page? Because I want to.
Well,
that's
I'll tell
the
you.
Point. We can talk about
yeah.
that. But that's the point. That's how you change your presence. You change your image.
Like, for instance, I follow like comedians and their whole page is basically like skits or like.
Right. But you're not a comedian.
No.
You
so
focus
I'm like,
on
okay,
something
so I can't
else.
Do that.
Right. But the thing is this also, Instagram is not a place to really socialize. Because if you compare it to Facebook, on Facebook, you can really let
you
your
need to
inside.
Let that go.
You need to let your inside show. Though.
You need to let that go, man.
No. You
That's,
know what?
No,
like
my
I told
generation
you,
is all about Twitter
I
and
know,
Instagram.
But it's not all about. But why do you have to like put yourself in a box and say, "Oh, I'm
exactly.
this generation"? So, but if you want to express your inside, there's nothing like Facebook, not Twitter, not Instagram, right?
Like what? Like
no,
writing a paragraph.
The best way is actually to call and to meet people, right?
Yeah,
but,
right.
But let's
right,
leave
but
that.
That's not
be realistic.
Media.
Yeah, let's be realistic.
But Facebook gives you again without. But that platform gives you more possibility to
Facebook.
Yeah,
are you talking about because you guys can put a status update and be like, well, today I went.
Well, you could
and
put
this
a
is
vi-
what I experienced.
Look, you could whatever you want, whatever you know. But it starts with defining and finding who you are and who you really are.
Right.
And it's not the stories that you were told. Oh, you're saying, oh, this is the my generation. So you put yourself into a box.
Right.
Don't try to fit into a situation. Run the situation.
Take
Make
it a little
right.
further because this Instagram is limiting what you can present you.
Yeah.
Okay? I think in, like I said, just consider that on Facebook you can express yourself more. You can create conversation, decent conversation. You know, people don't hide behind fake, you know, and not like an Instagram, fake profiles and shit like that. People are more vulnerable, and you also get to choose who you associate with.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah. And I mean, like, just think about it now. It's like people are, like, literally sliding in the DMs to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
Into the what?
DM the direct message.
Direct messages.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You know, I mean, Instagram comes from the word instant. Yeah. It's instant and it's gone.
Yeah.
And what do you have from that? Nothing. Mm-hmm. It's all a fake, a facade. You know, we talked about it last time. Yeah. It's like this illusion
mm-hmm.
that is here.
Yeah.
Right.
But for instance, I told you guys that guy didn't text me back and we started talking through Instagram.
Yeah.
Right. So people measure itself, each other. By how many followers they have.
Yeah, it's like if
right?
you don't have a certain amount, you ain't cool enough.
Right. So did you ever see the show Black Mirror on Netflix?
No, but everyone keeps talking about it.
Okay, so there's one episode where they actually, it's with Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
Bryce Howard.
Yeah.
And it was all about people rating each other on the phone. So you can have from 0 to 5 stars, okay?
Oh, my God. Imagine getting 0.
Imagine I'm on the well, yeah, in 0, you'd probably be in jail or dead. I don't know.
That's what happened to her.
But actually. Right.
That's what, she ended up but on the road.
She started, we won't give too much away, but what you started seeing
this.
Is people, even someone in the elevator, if you don't like them, you're going to rate them, give them a 4 or 3 or something, right?
What?
So everybody tries to be nice to everybody. No, it's like an app.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I see you and I don't like you, I mean, anybody can rate
everybody. But what if we
don't
know each
other? Exactly.
That's
the point. That's the point.
That's the Instagram. There is Instagram
for you.
You
don't know them.
You just said it. What if you don't know you? But exactly, nobody knows you. And yet you're building right on that. So you're actually putting your own foot in your mouth.
Right. But everybody's rating. Just like think an Uber, for example.
Right.
You rate each other. So it means you can never do your... You're enslaved by that shit, you know?
Right.
So that's why I'm saying you got to really think. And then you depend on other people's opinion of you to be successful in life. You got to see that episode. It's amazing.
I'm going to actually binge watch it. You know, everyone told me to watch it, but...
But don't watch all of them. And somebody told me don't watch the first one. I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't because of what
Sam,
I hear.
Okay, Sam, I always start from the first episode to the very
so
last.
So I'll tell you what.
These
you
are
can
small stories. These are stories.
Yeah, it's just like a limited series, right?
No, each episode is a story
it's
by itself.
It's a story by itself,
oh,
like
it's
the
like
Twilight Zone.
So you're not missing anything if you don't watch the first or third or whatever.
Right, they each stand on its own.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting.
It's a very cool show. I mean, but I got to tell you, after having watched about 3 episodes, I told myself, this is too depressing. It's too real for the near future.
Right.
And it's all based on the technology we're using today. And you see them rate each other. I go, fuck, we're already doing this. Look, people ruin restaurants on Yelp by giving them bad reviews, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. But, I mean, if you go in there and have a bad experience, you
so
should tell
So what's to
people.
Stop us from rating each other? You know, we already are in Uber and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can rate your driver.
Right?
We
swipe right and left.
I mean, if my driver sucks, I'm like, boop, you 1 star.
Yeah,
and then
last
the
night
whole
the Lyft driver got a 1 star.
Really?
I'm like, you're
wow, that destroys them. You gotta be careful.
I don't care. He was rude.
Really?
He
well, I mean, you know,
me
the thing with when I got to LA, it took me a while to get adjusted to La La Land, right?
Yeah, right.
And so I did for almost a year. I did Uber and Lyft.
Right.
And it was, I have to tell you, for me as I am, because I like to connect with people. It was the best. It was one of the best things I've done here. And but the thing is, people really don't know you, but what you're getting rated on, for the most part, is whether you drove right, you went to the destination, you went. But the thing is, if you start a conversation with somebody, now you put yourself into a whole different category.
Right?
Do they like you because you start a conversation with
right.
them? But it was really great because it was a great. You want to meet? There was a great platform to meet people and to connect. And now this is LA. This is not Boston where rides can be only 10, 15 minutes or something like that. This
right.
was like an hour drives,
right.
half an hour drives. It was a great time to meet people. And many of the people that I work with actually come from there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So it was a great, great place to meet and to connect
right.
and to really find out what's going on with them. You know, you just
yeah.
pick up somebody in the middle of the day.
Right.
It's like an anthropology lesson.
Yeah.
You get to see how people are
but
in old
like
states.
It's
like great. It's great.
Have like this I've had plenty of great Uber ride conversations, and then you just like never see that person ever again.
Right.
It's like, thanks for the ride. Never
yeah,
going to
exactly.
see you again.
But you know, it's
what's
like a piece
the
of,
point?
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't see the person
yeah.
again. You made a connection. You made a connection. It's like you eat a piece of chocolate. You eat a piece of chocolate. You have this moment of pleasure. in a minute, you eat a piece of chocolate, you let it swirl, and that's it. It's gone.
Yeah, you don't have to connect with everybody just because you had a conversation, I guess. Yeah.
It's wonderful, just but you made a connection. And you made a connection, and you created this energy, and you don't know how this is going to transpire.
Right, how it's going to affect the other person and what they've done for you that day. You know, exactly. So yeah, you never know. But you definitely have to go outside the box a little bit.
I mean, you don't have to tell me that twice. I live every day outside the box.
I know.
You can take a box with you and just stand by it. So you can say I'm out of the box.
Right. Yeah. But no, but this box of you being that certain generation, you should really explore other things too. And you will, because you're curious. You know, you like to know things.
I'm not that curious.
I think you are.
Yeah,
I think you are.
Why?
Because when we sit here and we talk about things that you don't know, You're interested in finding out more about it.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely curious. But curiosity also kills the cat.
What, are you fucking putting me on the spot or something?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think I'm curious? Well, I don't have to explain
that. I just want to see if you're awake, Sam.
I'm very fucking awake. Yeah. I mean, my edible is going to start working in a little bit. I'm in a good mood, as always, you know?
I mean, yeah, any day that you're alive, you should be in a good mood.
Absolutely. I'm in the greatest fucking mood ever. Are you kidding me? I'm doing great. And I hope everybody else is, you know?
I'm sure everyone
There's a lot of fucking suffering out there. There's no doubt, you know? But at the same time, you have to focus, I think, on what you're doing at this point in your life. And stop with all the religious dogma and all the politically correct and all that bullshit. And live your life. You got to be true to yourself. I think without truth, nothing else. There's no foundation, wouldn't you
Absolutely.
Say?
Right. Absolutely.
I agree with Absolutely. You.
You know, when people don't agree, if you are politically correct, you don't tell someone to their face the truth, you're wronging them, I think.
You know, here, let me ask you something. How many times in a relationship or just when knowing somebody, you compromise of yourself, of your own truth, for peace or love?
I've done it quite often.
And that what happens there, and like you meet somebody, right? Somebody new. You're infatuated.
Right.
You do things for that person or with that person that usually you wouldn't do.
Right.
Right? That you wouldn't do, let's say, a year down the road.
Right.
So you're compromising your own truth for an affection or what you consider to be an affection or for peace or love. And then what ends up happening, you're living a story that is not yours.
Right.
And
that happens so often too. And I think in the moment when you are doing it, you don't even realize that you are compromising your own truth, because like you're so in that moment, but you're in that moment to please somebody else.
Yeah. Well, to please somebody else or
to hurt them, you know,
or to please yourself. I mean, when you meet somebody, like you're telling about this guy, right? You meet somebody. Were you thinking about this guy or what this guy makes you feel?
I think, and it was so weird that you just asked me that, because I was thinking about this morning when I was brushing my teeth, and I was like, okay, am I upset at the fact that he didn't hit me up, or am I upset at the fact that, one, okay, I will say this, I don't ever send like nude pictures or videos, but I was like so caught up in the moment that I like went outside of like my normal box, and I like he's seen me completely naked and we never even met in person. So I don't know if I'm necessarily like mad he didn't hit me up because he has whatever going on, or he wasn't ready, or I'm mad at myself for not doing what I believe to be unacceptable.
I'm going to be honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
You have your leg on the gas pedal all the way down.
Yeah.
Just don't hit the brakes right away, but just take...
Like dial it back a little bit?
A little bit.
A lot of it. Like maybe almost like you're about to stop.
Exactly. Right. And then when you're almost about to stop, look around and see where you are and see what you really want. Because what is happening when you are filling your... what you think is your desire is being fed by the outside, by something that is not real.
Right.
In the sense of that it's not deep. Then it's never going to be enough. Then it's going to be this guy, it's going to be that guy, it's going to be this guy. It's never going to be enough.
And I don't know if it's because I don't really get... I tell Sam all the time, I don't really get that much attention. He's the first guy to give me the... Like, it's nice to have a guy tell you all the time that you...
You don't get attention.
No, I mean, I get stared at and stuff when I go out,
so
but
you
I
get
don't,
attention.
Yeah, but that's not the attention I
but
want.
Maybe that's the attention that you're drawing.
Right? Yeah.
That's the attention that you're
that's
drawing.
That's what he talked about before.
That's what I said in
the
beginning.
I want someone to like text me and ask me how my day's going.
But exactly. No, absolutely. But look at the pictures you post. It's all sexy, seductive pictures.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, but why can't I be sexy and seductive and still have because a man you call attra- me and ask me how my day
no,
is going?
No, no, I'm not saying that you can't. But what I'm saying, you're attracting the men that are looking after a woman that's looking hot on Instagram.
Yeah, so basically they're looking after me like, oh, I want
to
sleep with her.
Do you want me to ask you how your day is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would love to do that, but if I see a picture of you like that, I'm like, okay, she's into the, I'm just not going to bother.
But it's not just the pictures, it's those videos where you go,
I don't know.
Oh, baby, you know, with the, with the lips
them,
and everything.
I deleted them, Sam.
You have?
You know, wait, which one? Any recent one?
No, I don't know what you
said. Once you put something out.
It's everyone already saw it.
But let me ask you this. Why don't you try something and share something of you personal?
No, I mean, that's the thing. So
don't just think memes.
Yeah, so don't just think. You mean on my Instagram or when I'm talking to someone one-on-one?
No, when you're talking to somebody one-on-one, it's maybe different, obviously.
Yeah,
but I don't know about Instagram because Instagram, as I said, you know, it's like instant. It's gram.
Right.
Try maybe go on Facebook. Do something different.
I feel like Facebook takes a lot of time.
But listen, even on Instagram, put different kinds of pictures.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, look, you're sitting in that hot car with your leg, with your thighs and everything.
Yeah, but that was a dope picture. That was not a sexy picture, Sam.
No, but listen, you still made sure that the look to the camera, the legs, whatever. I just checked it out.
Well, I got some nice legs, Sam.
Absolutely.
Well, but that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. But
if you want to take different essence pictures of you, it can be done.
I mean, like,
I've done that. It can be done. It's
you know
different.
What? I could change my whole Instagram and be like one of those like fashion bloggers where like they're posing with their Starbucks coffee like in their like full-on outfit. But I feel like that's not me.
Exactly. That's not you. So stop fighting who you are.
Yeah.
And
but
keep
I also
doing
want
it.
Men to take me seriously.
Okay. So
I'm not
think
a whore,
of,
you know.
Are you taking yourself seriously?
What do you mean?
Exactly.
He put you on the spot.
If you don't take yourself seriously, nobody else
will.
No,
I take myself seriously. I consider myself to be like a really great catch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have a lot to offer. I'm loyal. I'm a good person. I'm nice.
Okay.
I'm a little bitchy. I would say one of my biggest flaws is I fly off the handle way too quickly.
Really?
But I was proud of myself because when he ignored me this weekend, I only sent like 3 texts.
But he is not important. He's just a variable in the whole
Yeah, but it's
equation.
Important to my ego.
Ah, that's the issue.
That's
the
what's
ego.
Bothering me.
The ego,
right.
the ego is number one in
it's
why
bruised,
things,
right?
Why the world is like this.
Yeah, because I'm just like, why did you waste my time?
The ego is number one. Why the world is like this?
Right.
It starts with you.
Right.
So we can change that. Like a picture, like we do now with a hat.
Right.
For example, sitting here, just looking and just being you.
Yeah.
That is.
I don't
a wonderful
ever
picture.
Post like this. Yeah.
This
right.
is a wonderful.
You see, that's
picture.
What. That's exactly. People want to see genuine people.
Right.
And that's what I was saying. A sexy picture in a sexy car. If you went to the... let's say you went in nature or something. Took a picture with like some trees, some flowers, some animal, whatever.
Yeah, but if I did that, Sam, and I was making the same smirk I was making in the Lamborghini, you would say, well, you were in nature and you were trying to do a sexy... You would say the same thing.
No. Then don't do a sexy thing in nature. Go dress the way you are. Be in nature. Let people see you in your natural habitat.
Yeah. my natural habitat is probably not nature.
Exactly. So let them see what you look
Unless
like.
I'm at the zoo. I like the zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of Instagram accounts of people that are not projecting seduction.
Anyone
you know?
Who has a large amount of followers for women are usually projecting
right.
sex.
I
Unfortunately,
agree.
It's the truth.
I agree.
So what is your goal? To have to show who you are or to just have whatever amount of you know, you can
she
also
wants
buy
a lot of followers.
I heard that you can also buy likes.
Of course.
Yeah,
you
but
can.
No like nobody who actually genuinely like wants to know their progress would do that. Like
well whatever. Yeah. You know the point is what do you really want?
Yeah, but okay, for a prime example, let me tell you guys. Okay, so I upload a face selfie on Instagram, 4,000 likes. I upload a picture where I'm half naked and looking at the camera seductive, almost 10.
So what?
Let me ask you something, though.
What's the point?
I'm trying to figure out, as far as the followers, okay?
Yeah.
If you have 337,000 and you get 3,000 likes, that's like 1%,
right? It's 1%.
Is that like the average?
No, I get below average.
Why?
Because people don't like me, Sam.
So why do they follow you?
Because it's the craziest.
They love to hate you, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like if you read the comments on my page, I'm like, yo, these people are like literally obsessed with hating me. Like any chance they get to tell me, like, I've had literally people like, go kill yourself. Your body looks like an ant. Your ass looks like a bubble standing on two sticks.
So
like,
listen, so you got to stop projecting this body and focus on something else.
Like what's above, you're not helping
you. Above
me.
The
what?
Shoulders.
Like you, like above you, the shoulders. Like you. You know, I.
But me is my personality. You can't really put your personality into Instagram.
See, your body is a shell.
Yeah.
It's a shell about who you are.
Right.
It's a cover.
Right.
Okay? When you are projecting, you're putting yourself out with your body, you are going to attract those who are going to judge you by your body.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You may think something looks like this, that person thinks something looks like this, and then what's going to happen is you're going to attract this crowd that is going to work exactly based on what you put out. You want something else? Kill what you have now. Right. Kill your whole profile. Start a brand new profile.
I would never start a brand new profile. Yeah. I might archive my pics and start over, but that's about it.
But why wouldn't you start a new profile?
Because I have 337,000 followers. I would never start from scratch.
Right. You know what? So what does it give you?
What does it give you? Just a lot of heartache of all the fucking
haters.
No,
I'm not. Yeah, but hate does not give me heartache.
No, but what does it do for you?
What do you mean, my page?
No, having that many followers.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of fans on there, so it's a good way to
interact
with
them.
Right,
but what do
they
do? Okay, so you just enjoy interacting with
them. Yeah.
But think about all the haters, too.
I mean, they're never going to... Even if I started a new profile, they're going to find my new profile and be there, too.
But I just think you're, like, addicted to having a lot of followers.
And I don't even have that many followers.
No, but I'm saying you're addicted to it.
Yeah, I mean, I want more, for sure.
Right, because it's your ego again,
you
know? But you're measuring yourself by the followers. You got to stop. That's what he's saying. You know what? Don't give up that one. Start another account.
And
project something else.
Change this account.
What do you love? Start projecting. Love animals or something?
I do, yeah.
Okay, then go pose with fucking animals and shit. Yeah, really.
You want something else? We can do something else. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
I've done different manifestations of changing somebody's, how they look in photos. But the point is, take the same profile that you have and start putting different things. And now you will start seeing, maybe people will start unliking you because they say, what are you doing?
Right, yeah.
You know, but that's fine because you want quality or you want quantity, you know? And you will start discovering things about yourself. You still have to go through things to discover things about what you like.
Right.
But sometimes, how do you know what you want or how do you know what you like if you don't know what you don't like? So sometimes you have to go through the process of finding out what doesn't work for you,
right?
And then discovering what you know. It's like in the winter holidays in New York City where you have the
lights and everything.
No, the ice sculptures.
Right.
How do they do them? How do they do an ice sculpture of a horse?
They shape it like the.
They shoulder. Start with a block and then
they
chisel. You start with a big block of ice and you hew away what doesn't serve you anymore.
Right.
It's
right.
The same thing. So now you find out that this is not what you like. You start, and this is tying into how I do this work. It's finding sometimes what you don't like,
right?
To discover the star within.
I mean, but the only thing I could tell you about what I don't like is like I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Look,
we're able
to see this because we are on the outside,
right?
Yeah. You can't see the forest for the trees because you're in it. I'm just telling you, you're selling your soul to people you don't fucking know. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think I'm selling my soul. That's a little intense.
No, well, let me tell you why. It is.
It's
because
intense,
it's not
but I don't think I'm selling my soul.
You are.
I'm not necessarily.
You're not focusing on the things that really, show the world.
Okay, I sometimes like to take sexy pictures and
that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's not like somebody put a gun to my head and was like, do this.
No, but it's the kind of people you also attract, you know? I mean, think about it.
Look, think about the show that
I don't have nearly as many followers as you.
Yeah.
Okay? In fact, I have
0.1%
of the followers you have. No, because if I have 400, it's, 4,000 would have been
1%.
Okay, yeah. And, okay?
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
I have 0.1% of what you have. But you know what? Nobody ever hates me. People always like my shit, and they have nice things to say, and that's enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I have a radio show. I know we have thousands and tens of thousands of people listening between live and downloads. I know it. I look at the numbers.
Right.
Right? But the thing is people just, they're there, they listen, that, you know, and I don't care how many there are. Even if there's just fucking 50 people out there, I don't care. I'm doing what I love to do.
Right.
The people that like what I have follow me. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, and that's what you got to understand. You're at a point in your life right now.
I get what you're saying.
Create your identity.
Yeah, but
you just don't like the fact that people bully you, so do something about it.
I mean, I don't care that people bully me, Sam.
Yeah.
I don't.
But you just did. You just did. You said people tell me my ass is this.
Yeah, they tell me that, but that doesn't mean I care.
It doesn't bother you?
Of course you do. Of course you do.
No, I do not care. I literally do not care.
But you talk about it all
the time. If it's somebody that I've like been interacting with, like, do I care that this guy doesn't text me back? Hell yeah. Do I care what a 12-year-old behind an Instagram page is saying about my body? No.
Right. Okay, cool.
But if it's somebody that I was like interested in and like invested time in and was like, you know, like hoping it went somewhere, then I care. That hurts my ego.
Right.
Some 12-year-old on a page that has zero posts, zero pictures, telling me to like go kill myself. That doesn't bother me. I'm like, God, it's really sad.
But you took the time to go and check out this 12-year-old kid that you realize that they don't have any posts or anything.
I block. No, I read all my comments.
Exactly. But he said he already gave it some attention.
You know, it's
and reading and blocking and feeling something about it.
Yeah, I block for sure because I don't want something like that on my page.
But guys, listen, it's 10:37 already. The therapy session for Danny is
over.
Yeah, not over, but almost. Because there's a couple more things we need to do. First of all, we're talking to Ilan Azulay, a guest for the second time in as many weeks. And tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
So I help people shift perception and look at things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I help people peel the layers of what doesn't serve them anymore. And the wisdom and the experience comes from Kabbalah, comes from CBT, NLP. And it's really perception. It's shifting your perception. It's shifting your perception. That is, if you look at everything, just like you explain about what you do,
right.
Well, what you experience, it's about perception, how you perceive something. You perceive, and then you believe. And this society, and we're born into society, we're born into stories. You're born into your stories. I'm born into my parents' stories. You're born into your society stories. And it's really taking all these stories and start peeling off what doesn't serve you anymore.
Right.
What doesn't serve you anymore, and come to the place of coming out of your mind, because this is where we spend most of the time, what he said, what you think is happening there. Because what you think, the way you perceive, the way you look at everything, and the way that you perceive this road or me or Sam around the table is just happening in your head.
Right.
Or what you think about this guy is just happening in your head. So, and this works with single people and couples, because the ego is is a, how do you say,
big
obstacle in our life.
Yeah.
A big and it's taking, and it's recognizing that the ego is, we need the ego to survive, but when you are not aware of what is going on, then it's becoming a problem. So it's expanding our self-awareness, our awareness to what, to the lay of the land, to what happens around us.
Right.
And, you know, the longest distance you'll ever make in your life is 18 inches long.
What do you mean?
From your head to your heart.
Is that really 18 inches? Because I feel like something mine might be shorter.
Well, maybe you.
On average, okay.
But you know, that is something that is to get out of the structures, mm-hmm. the stories that you've been building on and you lived on, and you convinced yourself that this is who you are.
Right.
This is how you grew up. They told you, your parents or society told you, this is what you can do, this is what you cannot do.
Right.
And you believe that. And you believe that this is who you are, but let me tell you, dear, you are way more than what you put out.
Yeah.
Because, and it is you or anybody else, we are way beyond that. This is a shell. The body is a shell.
Mm-hmm.
The actions that we do are just, are just expression of who we think we are. So
right.
It's peeling all these layers.
Yeah, okay, but if we are stuck on who we think we are, how do we discover who we actually are? Because don't you just continue to think that this is who you are?
Well, you start peeling the layers. And this is the work that I do.
Yeah.
Is working with you to bring you into a place of starting to look at yourself.
Right.
Starting to peeling all these layers. I use different modalities. I use sound. I use Tibetan bowls. I use different herbs. I have a line of tea that is called high tea for a higher state of consciousness, and it has It's made out of plants and herbs that I
put
together.
What happens when you drink it?
You grow a tail. No, no. But this is a heart opener. It's a heart opener tea.
Yeah.
And it's a body presence, different chakras activation, and gives you clarity. So it is something
you should have brought some. I want to drink some tonight.
Okay.
So how can people get it if they want?
You can go to my, either go on Facebook to Body Soul Sound, facebook.com/BodySoulSound, or go to my website, ilanazulai.com. It's ilanazulai.
I think they're probably going to do the Facebook one because that is so complicated, your name.
Yeah.
But you can actually go also to bodysoulsound.com, and I pointed that domain to...
Oh, your name.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Plus, you can just type it in like you think it sounds, and Google will still
correct
figure it out.
Yeah, it'll correct it correct for sure.
So that's
I mean, you should have definitely brought me some tea.
I brought last time, and you know, it was the first. And today, I'll get you something.
Yeah,
all right.
Please do.
So listen, for a few minutes. Can we leave the ball for only the last 5 minutes? Because we have about. I'm really trying to pace us here.
You're the pacer.
Okay, good. I'm the pacer car, you know, in the Indianapolis 500, whatever they call
it. Is that what it is? It's Daytona 500, boo.
What was it?
Did you just say
Indianapolis?
I don't know.
The Indy 500.
No,
what are
it's
you talking
Daytona
about?
500.
Daytona, I heard.
But there used to be Indy.
No, it's always been.
Indy is the music.
Yeah,
no?
Let's make a bet.
Okay.
Like Indy record.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
She's checking.
Yeah.
The Indy 500. There you go. We won the Indy.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, he's right.
Of course, I've been around for a while, man.
Wait, so now it's called the Daytona 500. So
right, yeah. So maybe they switched it. But at any rate.
I don't get that profession at all. Like, I just don't get how
that. The driving the cars?
Yeah, like, how is that, like, what? What the fuck? I just, wow. I literally.
It's, listen,
like
it's,
the first
you
thing
need
that popped
skill,
up.
Though.
That at the Indy 500 is a car crashing. Like, that's
really?
Scary.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you want to do that for a living?
I don't know. Man.
They must be like, so why can't they make all cars like that? Because no one, like, ever dies.
Yeah.
In those cars.
Oh, no, they do.
Yeah, but how many people can you sit there?
One.
Well, exactly.
One, yeah. Right. But no, I mean, look, they're professionals. They know how to drive cars. Usually the accidents are when they make mistakes, like run into each other or something happens,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't crash that much.
I still love watching these races.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
I never. I don't have interest in golf, car racing. Baseball is so boring. Gag me. Soccer, gag me.
Yeah, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, wow. Ilan, finally. Oh, I did want to bring this up while you're here, but there's a headline on CNN that's asking, why does Melania stay?
Who's that?
Melania.
Trump's wife.
Oh, okay.
Trump's wife. You don't know who Melania is?
No, I don't really give a shit about Trump.
Why does she stay with him?
Why is she staying with him?
She has to now.
You think?
Well, you know,
it's money. She's probably comfortable money-wise.
It's not just money. I mean, if she embarrasses him like this, he's going to kill her, right?
I mean, he can't kill her because then he'll get impeached. So let's hope that he does, actually.
If he didn't get impeached by now, he won't.
I wonder if this is what would finally destroy him, you know? Nothing else seems
to. And she makes it so obvious that she's completely disgusted by him.
Right?
Like, completely. Like,
that's
she can't
what
even,
I think.
Like, stand next to him.
Yeah.
I
don't think. I mean, I'm seeing that, but. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if it's disgusted with him. I just think
she
doesn't know
him.
How to deal with where she is right now.
No, she
you know?
Hates
she's,
him.
She's been enough there to kind of get the groove.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. How long
so,
has he been
though.
President? Like a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been like a long-ass year, huh?
Yeah,
he's got
right.
three more to go.
And yeah, but their plan is 7 more, so you never know.
Okay, he's never going to win again.
You don't know?
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Nobody
that.
Thought he would win this time, did
I
they?
I don't know why Michelle Obama just doesn't run. Everybody loves her.
You know, I thought even if, what's his name, Biden ran, he would have won against Trump.
I don't know. I don't do politics.
Because
I,
well.
Don't do,
yeah.
I don't do politics don't do either.
Good. Let's not fucking go there. I was just asking about Melania because I think she's really going through, she's the most reluctant first lady.
She looks 25
ever.
Years younger than him.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And his hair is the worst thing I've ever
and
seen
in my
life.
He's fat now, you know.
He's
but,
always been fat.
But listen, yeah, politics, this is not something I do because Well, fuck politics now. We only have a few minutes. We have a bowl here.
Okay.
And Elon's going to show us the Tibetan bowl.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we started with this, but you got to really convince us that this works.
So we are made of sound.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We are made of frequency. Each part of your body has a frequency. Your kidney, your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just let your hand down, head drop, and don't hug the bowl.
Okay, so she's like holding the bowl
now.
It's a bowl. Metal
she's
bowl.
Holding a bowl that is targeting your crown chakra. It's a 963 hertz, and so when I don't hug it, just hold his hand like this. Exactly.
And she's holding her hand out. The bowl is on it. He's gonna bang on it now.
And now.
I can definitely feel that.
You can feel the vibration. So the difference between Tibetan bowls and crystal bowls is that you can feel also the vibration. And this is the best. This is the best healing modality because we are made of sound, and this is the only modality that will also that actually tells me if something is going on with you without you telling me. Because if the energy is getting stuck somewhere, then this is a place that needs attention.
Where is it getting stuck? I want to know.
Oh well.
Yeah,
I said this is no.
I gotta try it because last time you let her try it. I want to try it.
Okay. Oh, do you feel?
No, but you know what I can do.
Let's do
actually,
this.
No, we can do it after the show when we have time. I want to take my time with
this. Okay, okay. Well, we need to do a session, you know. So
I can still feel it.
Yeah, so it'll continue to vibrate, and more of that will hone your energy, and you'll bring all your dispersed energy. That's the right word in English. I like to make up words. Bring all your scattered energy. Bring it in. When we do a session, I do groups or privates. A healing session mm-hmm. with a tea, and it brings all your energy together into one place. So it's home. It's bringing you back home.
Right.
You all the time focus on the outside, on what's going on there. Brings you back home, and then we can start doing the work of peeling the layers and going into different places within you. But sound is the best medicine.
Okay.
Yeah. And today, and you know, the funny thing is that science now is catching up to something that was already talked about in Kabbalah about sound. Sound is used to cure people with Alzheimer, with cancer. I mean, this is the ultimate medicine, you know.
Yeah.
And this is proven?
It's been done. It's been
If it's done,
right
though,
now.
It doesn't mean it's been proven.
No,
like,
there's
fucking psychics talking to dead people. I still haven't been convinced.
No. This is
I mean, yeah, unless they told me some shit about, like, my grandmother. Like, it's,
no,
like,
it's all bullshit. Trust me. I mean, we've got psychics here.
No, well, those aren't psychics. Those are mediums.
There is a difference. There is things. Mm-hmm. Things exist.
Yeah,
also, if you don't believe in them, but they exist. But sound is sound has been proven and is being used to cure and to work with people Alzheimer. Because what is the many of the diseases that are happening are really a reflection of what's going on inside.
Right.
So,
but what if it's like, what if you have the gene for Alzheimer? What's going to happen?
Yeah, like my grandmother had that, so I get
right.
So scared.
I mean, if you have that, there's not much you can do, you know?
Well,
right.
I mean, those are things, again, you have to look at each case individually, but it's been tested and used.
Wow.
And
so
proven
that
this is sound, and not sound in this frequency that I'm using now, or not with necessarily with sound balls, but in higher frequencies. There are different frequencies that you can use, like binaural beats, that are creating different resonances and frequencies in your brain that you cannot hear with through your ears.
Right.
Because we can hear only below, up between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz.
I see. And then the rest is not like...
So
can't hear it.
Exactly. You can't hear it. So different combinations of different frequencies will allow your brain to create a new frequency that you're not hearing. So, for example, if I want to hear 4 hertz.
You know what? You're getting too fucking...
You're
getting too detailed with it right now. That's what I'm saying. We got the idea.
All right, you got the idea.
No, because we got no time. That's why I'm saying that, you know?
We always talk too much. So then when it comes to the important stuff, it's like, well, thanks for coming in. Time is up.
No, but we talk about a lot of things, and that's the important thing, you know? I don't like to focus on just one topic. I get bored.
No, I get that you get bored.
The show's pretty much like the way my head works, you know?
I'm
from one place to another. Yeah. I read 5 books at the same time.
Yeah
all this
shit.
I don't know
how you do that.
I don't either, but I don't progress very fast. But I have a lot of shit to think about.
Right.
You know, so that's the cool thing.
Anyway, mm-hmm. No, that's good.
Yeah. Elon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's really
okay,
fun.
Maybe we'll have him as a regular guy or something.
Yeah, like once we a week, because it's like really good conversation.
And we never really finish anything.
That's right.
Start,
so,
you know?
Well, that could work.
Yeah, for sure.
We got some insight that me and Sam don't have.
Elon, tell people again how they can find you real quick.
Facebook.com/BodySoulSound. Or bodysoulsound.com or elanazulay.com.
Sounds good. And you're going to find him, I assure you. Guys, give him a chance. He's going to cure you. If you tried everything else, why not give this shit a try, man? I mean, it sounds good to me.
Oh, man.
He knows me. Everybody.
Good hearted.
I'm starting to cough now. So, Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.